Time for KW Cares for Friday, January 27th. Liz Thompson is here from the Four City Education Foundation. Good morning.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I could really use some warmer weather right now, but all things considered, I'm doing pretty good.
I think we feel like we're over it, but wait till next week.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that.
I don't want to talk about it either. So we'll just pretend that it doesn't happen.
Perfect.
But 1 week from today is your winter tailgate meal.
Yes, we are hosting this again this year. So next Friday, the 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. in the cafeteria at the high school. We are going to be serving our tailgate meal kind of in between the basketball games that are going on. And this time we're going to kind of change it up with our menu options. You know, I think it's pretty standard to do, you know, like the pulled pork sandwich meal or the burgers and dogs meal. But this time we're going to be serving hot beef sundaes.
You don't get those just everywhere.
No, you really don't. And rest assured, we're not putting ice cream in these.
Liz was telling me off the air that you've gotten a lot of questions about this.
Yeah, so a hot beef sundae is basically what it sounds like. It's mashed potatoes and gravy topped with the shredded beef and the shredded cheese and a little cherry tomato. So it looks like an ice cream sundae, but it's obviously not.
Sounds yummy nonetheless.
It's going to be fabulous, and it'll be great for a nice cold winter night, and I think it'll be a great addition to cheering on the Forest City Indians. Along with the hot beef sundaes, we'll have cookies and a beverage. This is a free will donation meal again. And then we do have Jennings and Hall is generously sponsoring or matching our first $3,000 that we raised that night. So thank you to Troy and Matt and everyone over at their office for helping us out with those donations as well.
And let's talk about, Liz, the fact this goes to the Dreamcatcher Fund, and explain again what that is.
Yes, so this fund helps us to grow our mission of providing scholarships and our educational programs for our graduating seniors. So this money will definitely go towards our upcoming senior awards night that we have here this spring to help us hand out just a little extra scholarship money.
And you were telling me that you've got something to plan for kind of every other month.
Yep, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, with we have academic banquet that we co-host with the high school here at the end of March to recognize the students' academic achievements. And then, like I said, we'll have our senior awards night in May right before graduation to award our scholarships and grants to the seniors as they're getting ready to finish out high school and make their plans for going off to college or trade school here this fall.
And then in June, a golf tournament, right?
Yes, that'll be our third annual golf tournament, which we're very excited about. We're already starting to make some plans for that. I know it sounds like it's a long ways off, but we've got to get all of our ducks in a row here.
We got to get all the snow to melt.
Yeah, that too.
And it'll happen. All right, so the winter tailgate meal for the Four City Education Foundation, as Liz mentioned, is a week from tonight as the Four City takes on Lake Mills hot beef sundaes. No ice cream involved, we promise. And that added match from Jennings and Hall Financial Group, they're going to match the first $3,000 in donations that night. Liz, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
That's KW Cares with Liz Thompson of the Four City Education Foundation here on KW Cares on Friday, January 27th.